Hello,
test.
Test, pick me up.
What's that?
Hold on.
Yeah, that is down with the dual folder.
Test, test.
Yes.
That's still picking up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, in my 21 years of being on council, this is the first time I think I've ever been up here by myself. So do I get to make a motion and second my motion? I'm a little confused on how that goes, but anyhow, we'll do the best we can. All right, so I'll go ahead and call the Recreation Committee meeting to order Monday, April 5th, 8:30 a.m. Item number one is the call to order, which I believe I just did. Item number two is the approval of the minutes from the March 1st meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, I, forgive me for not mentioning this to you prior, that's on me. I think all that can be done today without a quorum is calling the meeting to order and adjourning the meeting. The rest is just information taken. So what we'll do is for next month's Recreation Committee meeting, we'll bring back the minutes and any other action items when there's a quorum for approval.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Did you want to go through this today, just for the record?
Yes, sir. We thought, you as chair, we could give you a brief as to what's in the budget for recreation.
Absolutely.
As well as the presentation on number five.
So good, I don't have to make a motion and second myself.
Right.
All right, good.
You could take public comments if you so chose.
Absolutely. All right. So we'll bypass the approval of the minutes. If there are any public comments, welcome to come up to the podium. We'll give you a couple of minutes to speak. Sarah, I know you've got something to say. I'm just kidding. Okay, we'll go to item number four, budget review for 2022. And I'll defer.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much and good morning to you, Mr. Chairman. If you have your budget book, if you'd flip to the Recreation Department tab. And what I'll do is go ahead and speak to just a general overview of highlights inside the department. And both Steve and I, and as well as members of the department, can answer any additional questions. Marcy as well. I'll handle this in two parts. One will be the operating side, the general fund, where the most of the activities take place. And then I'll jump over to the capital items, which are located further in the back of the budget book. But overall for recreation, it's what we would term as a level service type budget. It's satisfactory resources to keep recreation offerings going as they are. There are some additions, some new things, but mostly what's new and happening is on the capital side in the Recreation Department. But overall, the budget is down 3.2%. What is included is the compensation package that I mentioned for employees at the town, where 2% is to be distributed July 1st in the budget proposal. And the other 2%, so a total of 4%, but the second half of the increase is held in non-departmental in a reserve account to be distributed once we're sure revenues are coming in as we expect. And we'll go ahead and issue the remaining salary increases based on merit. Also included in the budget is 1%. That's the mandated retirement contribution. There's no new positions. Keep in mind, there's 4 frozen positions, which is reflected in the salary line item being down. Those 4 frozen positions, the money for those are also held in a reserve account in non-departmental. Those positions will be considered to be unfrozen after more conversation between Mr. Gergic and I, and as revenues, again, this is dependent upon revenues and how collections come in throughout the fiscal year. Notable expenses, in my view, is really 2 outside of capital, and both are related to our events. One is a $10,000 increase in town events. It's line item 62119. and that is, there's several line items in this budget, but that is about 75% down the page. $10,000 increase to support additional expenses with Children's Day. Line item 102, 62102. That line item is almost at the bottom of the page, third from the bottom. And asking for $15,000 additional dollars there for additional lights at the farmer's market for the holidays. So there's some other moving parts. They're either slight additions or reductions, but those are the two largest. And most of it's on the capital side, Chairman Santos. And if I could direct you to the CIP portion of your budget document, and you'll see CIP. It's one of the tabs a little further in the book. Should be dead center in the document.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get past CIP, you'll see a tab for recreation. A lot of activity going on the capital side as far as recreation is concerned. You know about Carolina Park Phase 3. Although there's an additional $1 million added to that budget, that is the $1 million from the school district to build that second baseball field. You're familiar with what's happening with the baseball field at Lucy Beckham. And there's a replacement situation going on here. And the field that the district has been working with us to turn into a full-size baseball field is the one at Cario Middle School. And we're going to be constructing Carolina Park Phase 3. So really the easiest thing to do is to lump this particular project, the second base full-size baseball field, into Carolina Park 3 as one big capital project. So they're transferring us the money. So that's the addition for that project of $1 million. You know what's happening at Memorial Waterfront Park. These are all capital items this year. The town hall track is beginning soon, the renovations to that. But overall, we've got about $4.5 million over the next 5 years. Mount Pleasant Way. Two items I want to point out. You know some of our funding challenges on the capital side with capital projects for recreation. We haven't been able to reach Carolina Park Phase 4, the Duffy Baseball Complex, and some other things. But two items that we feel are critical are some renovations to the Jones Center and renovations to the Park West Pool. I think we're all aware of the limitations at our pool site. And while we don't have the money to construct, we do have the money to go ahead and start designing. And so what you'll find in this budget is money to get us a design product. So when capital money to construct does come in, we'll be ready to move and make those improvements. So that's the capital side. That's the new, that's the big ticket items. On the maintenance side of things, page 112, you don't have to flip to it, but you certainly can. You probably already saw it in your review of the document. We have just under $250,000 total going into facility maintenance for recreation. That's general maintenance on our facilities. And the last item is we plan in this budget to replace two vehicles. It's a Ford F-150 and an Escape. And that's all I have as far as highlights, sir. If you have some questions, we'll be more than happy to answer them.
I'm good. I appreciate that, Eric. I've been reading through it a little bit. It's a pretty comprehensive budget. So I've been looking through it, and I've been just, you know, waiting to hear what you had to say, and even Steve. Certainly, it was a challenging year last year, and hopefully we're going to get back on track. Everything's starting to open up. We got some great things getting ready to happen here with the half marathon and half rubber and some things like that. So we're starting to open back up, which is great. And people are loving to hear that, and we're excited about it. So that you're saying the track is going to get, I guess, overhauled, so to speak.
That's right, sir. And Steve, timeline on that?
Yeah, the timeline on that is we're expecting a June bids and purchases award for the track. So the design is just about complete. We still have to go through a design review board and looking for a June bids and purchases award.
Okay.
And it has improvements to the surface?
Yeah, sure. That's the improvements to the entire rubberized surface.
Right.
It's a demo of the existing track, a rubberized surface. That is the new lights that are going to go on. That's a huge improvement to the town, and the neighbors are going to benefit from that greatly, and it's going to really pretty up the area quite a bit.
You're talking about this track? I just want
to... Yeah, this track over here. Right. And it also will provide for full lighting of the facility, but also low-level lighting. So when somebody's using the track, they can have low-level lighting just around the track perimeter. So it doesn't have to light up the whole area and look like daylight outside because somebody's using the track at nighttime.
How about the track out at Park West? I know before that they were saying 10 years we needed to do something, and I think we're on about our 13th, 14th year.
It is in need. It's also listed on our capital projects list. It's a smaller project. It's only about $400,000, but that is a project that is in need, currently not funded.
Okay. How about our... phase three of the park. Do we have the funds already in? We already have the funds for that. That's in here as well?
You mean Carolina Park?
No, I'm talking about Memorial Waterfront Park.
Yeah.
Good.
Where are we in design, Steve? Yeah.
Memorial Waterfront Park, we are looking for an award at May bid and purchases for the first part, for the first responders monument. The design on that is still not, we have not even awarded design for the full phase three of the park. Still waiting to get information back from SCDOT, and we expect that this Friday to be able to have some information regarding SCDOT and where we stand on that.
Good. And you got the information from that gentleman that Bill's
I did. I spoke with him last week.
And that's pretty wild, the stuff he builds. And did you see that? And did you have an opportunity to see that?
Outdoor fitness equipment.
Yeah. So good. I'm glad to hear that's moving along good. And we also have the unveiling of the new road out at Carolina Park, the new sign. Hopefully sometime this week. I haven't heard back yet from them, but
right.
Good. Anything else? Eric,
no sir. No sir. And you've been through these budget processes several times, and as things transpire until we get up to final approval of the budget, you may have other questions or want additional resources in certain areas, and we've got plenty of time to massage the document to how you and council like it.
Okay, good. All right. So we've gone through the budget. Do you want to move on to number five, or?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay, we'll go ahead and move on to number five. Thank you. Here she is.
Hello, counselor. Committee, is this on?
I don't think so.
Hello, can you
hear
me now?
There you go.
Everybody can hear me anyway, it doesn't matter. Do you want to pull up the slides, Steve, or? Just wanted to give you a little bit of brief rundown of some of the things that we are planning to do for the blessing of the fleet in light of this will be our, second. We had the Christmas parade very successfully, but this will be our first big event this year, and we're very excited to be planning it. All of our vendors and sponsors and people who are coming back are excited to be back getting out in the community, and I've heard from community members that they are so excited. So just a few things I'll run through. In general, we will have social distancing and mask signage and our 8-foot feather flags, which if you want to pop forward a couple, that'll show you a picture of those. They are very visible. They worked very well during the Christmas parade and were effective. We noticed very good compliance with that. We will have volunteers and event staff encouraging spreading out and wearing masks when appropriate. decrease satellite parking, where we'll have the same number of buses but fewer stops, so there will be faster routes, and the goal with that is less people per bus. Masks will be required on the pier for the blessing and the blessing procession and the parade viewing, because that is typically pretty crowded, and we will have volunteers and event staff encouraging people as they come onto the pier, telling them masks are required. For the food and concessions area, we are going to have, the restaurants will be more spaced out than they have been in the past. We're decreasing a little bit by a couple the number of restaurants, but the restaurants that we do have and caterers we do have are ones that are very effective at pumping out the food very quickly to eliminate lines, and we will have volunteers in that area encouraging people, and signs as well to remember to stay spaced out. The good news is we've been in this for a year, right? People know what they're doing, and we've noticed at all of the events we've done, the smaller events and the parade, that people have been really good about, you know, people want to take care of themselves too. They know how to do that. So we are going to only have a couple of the long seated tables in the eating tents, because that will help not have congregating and just sitting around in there. We're going to have high top tables where people can stand, eat their food, and move on. And we will have posted menus with QR codes, and to decrease the amount of time people are lingering and deciding. We will have increased hand wash stations and hand sanitizer at each booth and on stands. The restaurants are being encouraged to use contactless payment options. In the beer garden, we're going to limit the number of people in the Cooper River Room and expand the outdoor area of the beer garden, which normally only goes kind of to, if you're looking at the map on the screen, we usually fence off right to where the columns are outside of the Cooper River Room. We're going to move that out so that there is more outdoor area in the beer garden, and we will set up a directional flow of traffic for that, and we will increase the number of volunteers working in that area as well. On the playground, we will have no face painting or other hands-on kids activities that we normally have, and we will have directional one-way in and one-way out signage for that as well as the signage that we've talked about for social distancing. The craft show, we have accepted fewer craft vendors, not so many fewer that it's going to be. Our goal with this has been, we want the blessing to feel like the blessing, but we are making some minor alterations that will help us be able to help people be able to stay spread out. So craft show will have a few less vendors than normal, but still a very good variety. The booths will be spaced further apart. We will have a wider aisle between the tents, and then also directional traffic flow in that area. In the merchandise tent, Steve, can you flip to the next slide? So we've come up with a way to have one way, so people aren't just walking up and congregating around the merchandise tent. We will have a one way in, one way out for less person-to-person contact. People will come in one way, and then I can go into detail on how we figured this out, but there, in a nutshell, people will come in, they will see the shirts. We are not doing multiple designs this year. We have the same design on different colors, so people can say, I want the green medium, and they will get it, and then they will proceed to the payment area and check out and move right along. There will be hand sanitizer there as well, and we'll have samples for customers to check the size instead of just standing around and looking through the piles. And the merchandise will not be out for everyone to be touching. And then finally, in the contests, we are going to have fewer participants in the shrimp eating contest so that we can spread them out a little more. And then also in the shag contest, we are going to require that partners must be immediate family only. There it is in a nutshell.
You said partners what?
Partners have to be immediate family only, or, you know, if your partner, whoever you've been quarantining with. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Questions?
No, I'm tickled to death that we're doing it. Everybody's very happy. I hope we have weather like we had this weekend and today for, you know, everybody wants to get outside. They're so eager to do it. So they're really happy that we're putting it on. So thank you for all you and staff and all y'all do to make this a successful event.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Sure. All right. So That's it for item number five, programming project update.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We touched on a few of the things, but I do want to hit a few of them that I wanted to highlight for you. The half marathon is coming up May 22nd, and we are, as of this morning, at 465 registered participants in that run. We are capping it at 500, so we are doing fantastic. It's going to sell out, and it's going to be a very, very fun and exciting event. Really, really pleased with the turnout and the enthusiasm of everybody for that event. And I think it's going to be something we're able to do far into the future. I think we're going to be able, this can be a nice new annual event for us. Half Rubber Tournament is going to be June 19th. It's a little ways away, but I just want to give a date on that. It's June 19th. Flag football. As you know, gosh, for so many years, we had wanted to start a flag football program, and there was some space availability for fields issues that we weren't able to do that. And once we were able to use some of our fields that were previously being used by some travel teams at the time, we have those available for our use, and that has enabled us to do the new program that we wanted to do, and it is extremely popular. I'm really excited about it. As we are registration is closed, we have 407 people registered for wow. flag football, ages 9 through 14, and it's going to be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to that.
And when does that start?
Matt, what's the start date on that? May 3rd is the practice to start, and May 17th are games.
And the games will be held at various playgrounds?
At our football fields, right. On our football fields, you know, throughout the town. So
May 17th, you said?
Mm-hmm. So it's a big new event, and you know, one thing that's really good about it is when you look at our registered numbers and participants in a lot of our different sports, sometimes you do something new and you get a lot of participation in it, but you get participation by pulling from people in other activities. You know, the other ones go down. Not really the case. This is more participants, you know, playing and being active in our sports. If you look at our committee report for our athletics, you know, baseball numbers are high, so lacrosse numbers are high, soccer, softball is high, track is doing fantastic, and then you add football on top of that. It's not a reduction in the other sports, but they're actually adding a new activity that people are participating in. So it's a really good news program for us.
Absolutely. I think that's great.
Some other things I wanted to touch on. We talked about the Memorial Waterfront Park, Carolina Park. We have been going through the CMR process of selecting a contractor to work with us in completing design and doing construction, and that will be awarded at the May bids and purchases with an anticipated start date of construction in October and expected completion in June of 2022 for Carolina Park. That's the addition of the new baseball field and the softball field and the expansion of the parking and the bringing up the ground, as we've discussed over there, that needs to happen over at Carolina Park. Volunteer Appreciation Dinner is going to be April 15th. And we're excited about that. We're kind of changing it up a little bit from what we've done in the past at Alhambra Hall. We are going to be doing that at Memorial Waterfront Park at the Cooper River Room and the outside lawn in front of that. Should be a really nice event, April 15th. And we're really excited to have a new, fun, maybe a more active way to recognize our volunteers and the wonderful work that they do for us all year long.
Absolutely.
And last month when I was at this meeting, it was actually registration day. It was the opening day of registration for summer camps. And you know, we were ready, we were excited, and we knew it was going to be a big day. And as I think I sent you an email on how well that day went. But at this point, we have registered for summer camp. We have collected $536,000, just wow. as a number of, to give you an idea of the number of people that have registered for summer camp, spring break and summer camps.
That's fantastic.
So it's a record. It's the most we've ever done. So very excited about that.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to let you know, I think many people weren't here back when we used to do the triathlon. you were here, Eric, right? That was some years ago. I talked to David over at PRC recently, and he was excited about doing it. I asked him about if we could do it again, and he's looking into it, and he was pretty excited about it. And I talked to Kathy over at Town Center about finishing there, and she said, absolutely. They've got a place for us, indoor or outdoor. Huh. We did parking lots last time, so everybody seems to be really excited about doing that again as well. So no dates in mind or anything, but I just want to let you know that conversation's picking up about it, and everybody seems to be pretty excited about it. So anyhow, I just want to put that on the record, let you know we're talking about that as well. So a lot of good things going on in recreation, and that's fantastic, because I think we're offering something for everybody, you know, like the track. You know, we got the 5K Harbor Run, and we got the Cooper River Bridge Run 10K, and now we've got a half marathon. I like the fact that we can offer something for everybody, you know, and doing some of these things like that triathlon that you can do co-ed, or you can do in teams, or you can do by yourself. Gives everybody an opportunity to participate. So I think it's great. I tell people we're the number one recreation department in the state, and this is why, you know, because of the good things that we do and good things that our staff does, you know.
Thank you.
So anyhow, all right, well, very good.
Well, the last thing I just wanted to mention is tomorrow is the opening of the farmer's market. So farmer's market opens for the season tomorrow afternoon. So be sure to swing by over there and get your fresh fruit and vegetables and other goodies that they have over there. It's going to be very nice.
What time is it open?
3:30.
Okay, good. Great. All right. Anything else for the cause?
Thank you.
Good. Well, it was a good meeting. Thank you for all the information that you've given us. So if there's nothing else, we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.